problem in town, and which way to get to your house? I tell them which way to turn off. I say, you now, when you hit that road, there ain't nothing on it but poor folk. And I live in the last house. Everyone gets poorer and poorer, and I'm in the last house.
Well, I tried my best to come through from Isbell, from used to be Grissom's store to here. That road doesn't come through.
No, it don't come through. Don't come all the way through.
Wonder why?
Oh no. Dear Grissom tried his best to get that. He had it planned once. And he had it okayed, the route through there, and come around intersect this. And there was one landowner, wouldn't okay it. He wouldn't agree.
Uh-huh.
And of course it died then. Couldn't get through. But after that, after this man, he agreed that he wished he had a let it come through. After I'd show him what the advantage.
Yeah. Well, that's a long ways out here from up at, where you turn off of Jackson, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's 3 miles. Yeah. 3 miles when you turn off. This morning I was riding through here. You know where Mr. Bruton place is? The old Bruton place?
No, sir, I don't know much on this road at all.
Well, this ain't on this road. You turn and go.
Is that road to the left as I came down through here before you get to the bridge, the road goes off the left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That road. Now, it's a blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
But going on around, it don't go but a little piece, the blacktop. Then you hit gravel for half a mile. When they blacktopped around there, this man stopped him. He wouldn't agree to for them to straighten the road. Just little turns and twists. Yeah. They wanted to put a bridge there and straighten it and intersect the other road. Just half a mile. He wouldn't agree to it at all. And that's why the blacktop stops now. Later on, he tried to get them to come back and straighten it out and blacktop it, and of course they wouldn't do it. And it's still a gravel.
And that little bridge up by Mr. Grissom, that's just gonna have to be fixed one of these days, isn't it?
It's already been fixed.
I don't see how school buses and trucks and things get over that.
When the man surveyed this bridge here, this new bridge, you didn't see the little old bridge there.
No.
It's still there, still, but it's way off down there to one side. And he asked me concerning that bridge, how high I'd been living around here, and what was the highest mark I'd seen the water in there. And when I showed him, and we got to talking about it, and he said he was going to build a bridge high enough to take care of all the water that come through there. And he did. It'll never overflow, but the other little old bridge down there, there's a many time you couldn't get through there.
Oh,
there. Just couldn't cross. I've seen them up over the bridge. And I told him about that, and he spoke about this bridge down there by Mr. Grissom. He said, that bridge is dangerous. It's just a one-way bridge, and it ought to be a double lane in there. He said, now it could be. He said, if I had the okay, I could plan for it to be widened out without tearing it down. So, yeah, they won't okay it.
Comes your daughter, she looks like she's had a hard day at school today, too.
Oh, well, if you're teaching school, all of them's hard.
That's right.
Some's worse than the other.
Mr. Currington told me she's one of the best teachers he has.